Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. A new report titled The State of Artificial Intelligence in Wisconsin was released last week. Matt Kirchner, host of the Tech Ed podcast and president of Lab Midwest, joins us this morning to discuss the report and much more. So, Matt, first, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Jeff, as always. Yes. And, it's good to be back. Thanks.
So, from a consumer and everyday person, I'm still kind of trying to get my arms around, like, how to best talk about AI. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm kind of locking in as AI as a means, not an end. But most importantly, it's an economic driver, no matter how you look at it.
That's exactly right. It's a tool that we can use in all facets of our life and work to make us more efficient, to make the product of our work better quality. And so there's no particular definition, but there's no question but that you're right about the economic driver. And we look at several studies that have been done, one in particular by two researchers at MIT that found that when we use, in this case, generative AI or ChatGPT, we become 37% more efficient in the work that we're doing. The quality of our work improves. And because we're not spending time doing some of those mundane tasks that aren't so interesting, the interest and the satisfaction of our work actually and our satisfaction in our work actually improves as well. So there's no question but that it helps us be more efficient in the same sense that manufacturing became more efficient with automation. Agriculture, certainly we can produce more food with less resources, more sustainability. The same is going to be true in terms of AI, and it will help drive prices down. It'll help drive our economy forward. So I think your definition is spot on.
I want to get to a platform that you suggest that I should use in my everyday life in terms of business development and sales. We'll do that in a minute. But first, give an overview of the report and the data and who you talked to about this report.
Absolutely. So I collaborated with my colleagues, Melissa Martin, Hannah Hart, and Ben Bremer, and we surveyed and talked with business leaders across the state of Wisconsin all summer long, asking them about how AI was disrupting the world of work, what their plans were to implement it, how they were upskilling their employees, what types of projects they had already implemented, how they were collaborating, for instance, with their local educators on artificial intelligence. So we gathered a bunch of information over the course of the summer. The whole idea was we want to drive AI forward in Wisconsin. Wisconsin can and is already a leader in many ways in artificial intelligence. We wanted to raise the level of dialogue, gather some information about where exactly our workforce and our employers are with regard to artificial intelligence, and then make several recommendations, nine of them altogether, in terms of what our public policymakers, what our businesses, and what our educators can do as Wisconsin becomes this focal point of artificial intelligence.
Are business leaders scared of job cuts? I'm on both the manufacturing and maybe the professional services side?
Yeah, great question. What we found from the individuals that responded was that they expect very little changes to overall employment as a result of artificial intelligence. Very few said that they were increasing staffing because of AI, but even fewer said that they had any plans to reduce staffing. So that's really good news for the Wisconsin worker, of course. Mm-hmm. But what they do expect, Jeff, is a disruption in the world of work. We're going to see that our jobs are going to change a little bit. And as we automate or use generative artificial intelligence at work, the truth of the matter is that our work is going to become more interesting to us. In many cases, it will become better paying. Those are great opportunities, but it comes with it an obligation and a responsibility to upskill the next generation of AI talent here in the state of Wisconsin, and that was a key focus of the report as well.
Matt Kirchner from the Tech Ed podcast joins us. Matt is also on the Wisconsin Legislators Study Committee for AI. When we come back, we'll talk about potential regulations that are being considered and how they might impact both the consumers and businesses in the state of Wisconsin. This is The Upswing. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, talking with Matt Kirchner from the Tech Ed podcast and Lab Midwest. A new report out details the state of AI in the state of Wisconsin. First, Matt, where can people get all the findings and the data in the report?
Yeah, the full 40-page report, Jeff, is available at techedpodcast.com. That's TECHED podcast.com. Hamburgerhelp.com. If you're on your phone, just click the little three-line hamburger, and it'll come down with an option. And on a PC, you'll see it right at the top of the homepage.
Love those hamburger menus. Very efficient. So you are on the Wisconsin Legislators Study Committee on AI. I'm guessing that's a mix of politicians and business leaders. And what do you hope to accomplish there, especially around potential kind of guardrails for AI moving forward in the state?
For sure. Well, first, thanks to Senator Julian Bradley and to the Joint Legislative Council. It's an honor to be able to serve on that committee. As you probably know, Jeff, state legislature convenes these committees to inform itself about topics of interest in Wisconsin. Certainly AI is near the top of the list, and so on a nonpartisan basis to just hear from subject matter experts. There's 12 of us that serve on that committee, four members of the state legislature, and then and eight additional people from all walks of life, but all of us doing our own thing in artificial intelligence. You know, the goal is to just make sure that the legislature is fully informed as they think about legislation and future guardrails, as you suggest, around artificial intelligence. I certainly don't speak for the committee, but speaking as an individual, you know, there's lots and lots of discussion in the world of AI around how do we regulate some of these things. There's all kinds of you know, all kinds of permutations you could consider, people using artificial intelligence to, you know, for instance, develop an image that may not be real, but it looks real. And maybe if it depicts a person who is real in a situation that isn't, obviously all kinds of challenges around that. We can think about the, you know, whether the state legislature should be considering, you know, any monitoring of artificial intelligence in terms of high risk activities and so on. The possibility that AI can do what they call hallucinate and actually create content that isn't real and isn't accurate, but looks as if it is. So those are the kinds of things. And it's possible that the committee recommends that no regulation is appropriate. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of it. It's still in its infancy. We're having our second meeting this week.
All right. Very good. So how does Wisconsin rank if you compare and contrast with other Midwestern states in terms of our integration into AI? I know you travel a lot, speak nationally and internationally. What are you seeing in terms of Wisconsin? Are we a leader?
We are indeed a leader. And if you look at all of the ways in which we're leading, we had the first baccalaureate degree in AI here in the state of Wisconsin at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. We think about what's going on at Waukesha County Technical College, where they've got associate degrees and certificates in artificial intelligence, opening up a new center for applied AI. This fall, you think about the incredible work happening at the Whitehall School District, where they created this really interactive format for students to understand how artificially intelligent systems work. Super interactive environment for those students. I was just at the grand opening last week. Lots and lots of great things happening around artificial intelligence here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't want to leave out the Connected Systems Institute either, that's working on some really interesting projects of how we drive the state forward. So I would say we're leading. The rest of the world is looking to us as an innovator, and certainly with our concentration of advanced manufacturing and the research and development and innovation that happens in that space, we have the opportunity to lead the country in artificial intelligence. That's a big reason that we're doing the work that we're doing.
And obviously Microsoft's investment, $3.3 billion, state-of-the-art data center in Wisconsin and Pleasant Prairie. You talked with Mary Snapp, Vice President of Strategic Initiatives recently. What did you learn from Mary?
We did. Mary is awesome. She was on the podcast. That episode dropped last week, and we talked all about Microsoft's huge partnership. I mean, $3.3 billion. You just can't overstate the incredible impact that's going to have on our state. Partnerships with Gateway Technical College, with the UWM CSI that I already mentioned, Titletown Tech in Green Bay, the Green Bay Packers involved. We're educating a new generation of people around artificial intelligence, and Microsoft is taking the lead on that. Mary talked all about their perception that Wisconsin, with our concentration of advanced manufacturing, with the ways that we're innovating in artificial intelligence already, can and is going to be a leader in artificial intelligence. That's a reason for their huge, huge investment. Wisconsinites should be really thankful for this opportunity, and it is going to create a great economic driver here in the state.
Very good. Matt Kirchner from the Tech Ed Media Group, a new report, The State of AI in the State of Wisconsin. I appreciate you taking time out of your morning, Matt.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Great to be with you.